There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
My name is Jeff Thomas, and I'm here because I think people should have health care.
Do you find that your friends are affected by this, or could be if there is a change in the law?
Yes, and my parents.
And with your parents, what do you mean? That they won't get a subsidy, or it'll affect what they can do as far as the doctor's concerned?
Yes, their premiums will go up from $400 per month to $2,400 per month, which is unaffordable.
Well, won't people tell you, well, can't they just get a second job somewhere and work? All right, so conversation on the steps of the Supreme Court. A lot of people upset over what's going on and what ultimately will be the decision in June. I'm just back only a short while ago from Washington, D.C., escaping one storm to jump into another storm of sorts. We'll talk about what the arguments were like, 85 minutes. We'll talk about the U.S. ambassador being attacked as face sliced with a razor in South Korea. Mark Lippert, crazy. Hillary Clinton using her own personal email address and not a government-issued address. How safe is that? The president signing the funding bill for Homeland Security. A lot of you popped the email. Remember, you can send me whatever your thoughts are 24/7, no matter where I am, to America Tonight. Click on Contact and let it flow. So we start with this crazy storm that's going to smash into people in the Northeast and in Texas and parts of the Southwest. There's an ice storm going on right now. Schools are being closed just as they are in Washington, D.C., in Philadelphia, and New Jersey. So it is just continuing to be a very strange winter for a lot of people. As, you know, here we are in the beginning of March, but that little rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, did say 6 more weeks of winter, so there you go. In fact, right at the top, we go to our pal in New Jersey, Bud, to get the lowdown on, he's like the Action News weather guy, on what's happening in that part of the country. So, Bud, it's going to be pretty bad already. They're talking about state of emergency and all that in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is, Kate. It started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It started raining, and the weathermen called for a changeover between midnight to 2 a.m. Start changing to snow. I just came in from outside, and I could feel the ice come down now, and they're calling for 4 to 8 inches. Now,
wow.
There's a lot of bets going on the street, betting against the weatherman. The last time they called for a big storm, everybody rushed to the supermarkets, and then we didn't get no storm. Now people are betting. Now we're not going to get it. Here's $5 bet. Everybody's betting now because they don't trust the weatherman ever since the big storm. But now the cops are out there warning people, tomorrow you might have to move your cars. You're letting people know through a loudspeaker. Places are being closed. Schools are calling in to close the schools, and it just keeps on going.
Wow, that's funny. And for people who don't know, Bud, since you and I are both from that area, it's an interesting phenomenon, and I think they do it in Boston too, but definitely in Philadelphia and in South Philly. You park the cars in the middle of the street. So you've got cars on both sides of the street and in the middle of the street you have cars parked, and those are a lot of times that's what they want those cars moved.
Where I'm at, I'm on a main drag, which a Martin Pike is called Route 70, actually. So
yeah.
You can't park in the middle. So what you have to do is move it on the sidewalk or get it out of there and find somewhere in the park.
Go to Jersey and you'll see all the cars lined up on the sidewalk. Thanks, Bud. You're making us sound really good.
Yeah. Okay, Kate. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Be safe. That's so funny. Oh, I love it when I hear Bud and his accent. He sounds like every single one of my relatives because he really is just down the road from where I grew up. Marlton Pike. How many times that I make errands, run errands on Marlton Pike to go get Primo cheesesteaks or, you know, whatever. So it's interesting because in Dallas, Texas, and in Texas, it is a balmy 28 degrees. And I know a lot of you are listening to us in Texas. You know what I'm talking about. And meanwhile, in Philadelphia, it's 39 degrees. And in New York, it's 39 degrees. And they're getting, according to the weather guys, as Bud's saying, they're making jokes about it. But they're close to getting some pretty nasty weather, and I think it is going to rain down on them for sure. Grim, hello, how are you?
You've got shaded whitewater. Warning,
this good message morning.
Will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Oh, man. They said today on the weather here, they said that in Greenville, Mississippi, that they had a 40-degree temperature drop in 11 minutes.
Wow.
We're on the other end down here, so.
You're kidding.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's energy. That's serious energy there.
That is.
40-degree drop.
I agree.
What do you think about this Hillary running for president?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, the Republicans really have to have their act so together. They have to shore up whatever it is they're going to do to run against her because, you know, people, I can remember this clearly. Remember even with McCain and Palin, people thought, they still have a great chance against Obama. And then the part two, Mitt Romney has a great chance and Paul Ryan against Obama. He's not going to get office again. And look what happened. And I think you can't take Hillary lightly because she's got the Clintons have an arsenal of friends just like the Bushes do. They have deep pockets. They got all those people that contribute. And that means more messages, more rallies, all the things that have become part of being the president. Now it's about money.
Money, yeah. Like, you know, you don't drive a BMW unless you bring money with you.
Yep, absolutely. I like that. The ultimate driving machine. Dollars fly right out of the back end of it.
Yeah.
So, which, Grim, by the way, to me, I don't care how much money I was making. I am not a car person because I think it just depreciates when you drive it off the lot. And I don't care if anyone sees me in a car that is not, you know, a Mercedes with the pop top and everything else. I could care less about cars.
I look for something that's mechanically sound. And I've never had a mechanic in 45 years or 50 years of driving, I've never had a mechanic work on my car. I've always done my own work.
That's good. That's good when you can say you can do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But if you want to look at it this way, how about the Republicans just do like Ross Perot did, not even show up?
Yeah. Forget it. We're boycotting. We're not even showing up. I love it. Oh, that is funny. That, you know, there's a tactic. It is all about the tactics. Absolutely. You know it for sure. I mean, I'll tell you, I had some interesting inside baseball conversations in Washington. And people are really, just like I said, people really are talking about the Bush and Clinton. That's what they're talking about. Even though the rest of us are saying, well, wait, you just came out of CPAC. You have Rand Paul, you have Ted Cruz, you have Marco Rubio, you have Jindal, who I like, out of Louisiana. You had a lot of people that really want to throw their name in the ring, and it just keeps coming back, Jeb, 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 Jeb. So it seems almost inevitable. Maybe things change in a different direction. All right, we're taking you back to Washington for another point of view on this Supreme Court oral arguments, 85 minutes held during the day on Wednesday. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
USA. We're right across from the Supreme Court. I was out there today. It was a little rainy, but that didn't damper anybody's spirits. There were a lot of people, a lot of media, too, that were out in front of the Supreme Court steps with lots of opinions and lots of sad stories, I have to say. If you're listening to me, I don't care if you're right of right. I don't care if you're left of left. I don't care if you're somewhere in between, because I always say that. Can we please have a conversation and talk about this? And I'll tell you, some of the stories were so sad, really brought tears to my eyes. Listening to people who were in the medical profession who had problems with coverage, had problems with their children, and said that they waited till the last minute at times to their peril with some kinds of ailments. So we've got Vincent DeMarco with us, and he is a professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University and president of Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. And certainly he's the grassroots guy. It's all about building it. You can see it on his face. I mean, that's a compliment to you, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. That's sweet of you to say. Well, you're telling me about the sad stories. Let me tell you a good story that shows how important the Affordable Care Act is. Over 11 million people have gotten health care because of the Affordable Care Act. Many of them had no coverage before or really bad coverage. And what we've been doing in Maryland is talking to people who benefited. And I'll never forget one story of a woman who, for years, had no coverage. coverage. Her husband worked full time. She was raising her kids. Could not get health care coverage. Desperately, she went to the local health department and said, "Can you at least cover my kids?" And they said yes. And now there's a new law, we can cover you also. She didn't know about it. She got her health care card. A few weeks later, she was feeling very ill. If she hadn't had that card, she wouldn't have gone to the doctor. She couldn't have afforded it. So she went to the doctor. The doctor said, "Thank goodness you're covered now, because you were developing something that would have killed you. And now, with this coverage, we can save your life." So she came to our press conference and said these words I'll never forget: "Thank you for saving my life." And that goes to everybody who worked on the Affordable Care Act on health care in America. And I wish the Supreme Court could hear from her, could hear from people like her who desperately need the Affordable Care Act. But it not only benefits her, but it benefits all of us. And like, I like what you said, whether you're right or left or in the middle, you should all care that without the Affordable Care Act, more people were going to the emergency rooms. And like my friend whose life was saved by the Affordable Care Act, if she didn't have that card, she probably wouldn't have died right away. She'd probably gone to the hospital, run up huge bills. Could she have paid it or her husband paid it? No. We all would have paid it. We call it a hidden health care tax, because every year, according to Families USA, when you pay your insurance premium, a huge part of it goes to pay for health care for the uninsured. When you provide health care for people, that hidden health care tax is reduced. It's good for all of us. We've seen in Maryland tens of millions of dollars of reduction in uncompensated care to burden off everybody's insurance premium. So the Supreme Court really should do the right thing, because a few years ago they did do the right thing and upheld the Affordable Care Act, and they could undermine their own work if they now undermine the law by going the wrong way.
Do you think, you know, because certainly this also happens, that there are people where, oh no, my premium went up and at $6,000 or this or that much or whatever. Do you think it's a matter of working it out? So in other words, there's still baby steps going on here, right? And are we just so impatient? Am I looking at that wrong?
Well,
or I've heard that
premiums have been going up, but they were going up, of course, before the Affordable Care Act, and they're going up more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, they're going up more slowly because of everybody getting health care. But we need to do more, and I understand that. We all understand that nobody thought the Affordable Care Act was the end of the road on health care. And there's a new model I want to put on your agenda that's going on in Memphis, Tennessee, where they've brought faith congregations and hospitals together to work together to keep people healthy. It's called the Congregational Health Network. It's all on our website, healthcareforall.com. If you look on our website, you'll see all of this, because we're trying to replicate it in Maryland. And basically what it is when someone is in the hospital, someone in the hospital talks to the congregation and says, "This is what they need. Can you help him or her?" When they go back to the community, the hospital and the congregation talk about their needs, and they help them get done what they need to get done to stay out of the hospital. And they've had dramatic results in better care and reduced costs for everybody. It really is a good model to build on the Affordable Care Act.
So in other words, get people involved, helping people that were not doing like they used to, right?
Yes.
That used to be the deal. In a small town, you had a doc, everybody knew everybody, then everybody was willing to help
you. It's harder these days.
Yeah.
It's harder these days. But people who are part of congregations can get that help through their congregation if the congregation and the hospital are connected.
If they know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in Memphis, and the results have been dramatic. And we want to replicate that in Maryland, and hopefully we'll have something to show the whole country.
Yeah. And you said this in the beginning. If the Supreme Court rules in the other direction and the subsidies go away, doesn't that mean that health care does go up for everybody else because people fall out?
Oh, my God. It would be terrible, not only for the people who would lose their insurance, but the markets would be upset, and there would be problem keeping the rates as low as they've been. And that's a problem for everybody. So I think the Supreme Court will understand that if they do the wrong thing, they really hurt America. And it is the wrong thing. I mean, the law is very clear. Everybody should have subsidies, not just people in states like Maryland where there's a state exchange, but also in states like Texas where they don't have a state exchange. It doesn't make sense for one group to have subsidies and not the other. And nobody intended that. The legislative history is clear. So we believe the Supreme Court's going to do the right thing on this.
Are you getting a lot of phone calls leading up to this? Are a lot of people aware of what's happening and what it means? Or are they too buried in their lives?
People are aware. People are aware that this is very important. And I think we're going to be okay.
So you think the ruling will be the letter of the law?
I think so. I think they will affirm the Affordable Care Act as it is, because to not do so would really be a blot on the whole country, including on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and if it stays, you mentioned this, like Texas, Florida, Georgia. Those are states that are hit pretty hard, and they would be hit really
very hard. Millions of people in those states would lose the subsidies they need for health care, and nobody wants that.
Right. If you could streamline one thing, as we're talking about, you know, make things better as we go along, what would be the one thing that you would do?
Well, I would, this congregational health model that I talked about, I would spread that all around the country. I would spread that all around the country and make sure that everybody who goes into the hospital has somebody helping them when they come out. And if we do that, that's good for them and good for all of us.
Is that where things fall through the cracks mostly? Somebody gets, okay, you get the treatment and now you're just
right.
Exhausted.
They go out, they don't know to take the pills, they don't know, they may need their lawn mowed, whatever it is, and they get back in the hospital. And what does that do? That ups health care costs for everybody.
Right, right. And you said this in the beginning, too. This is interesting, because this is one thing I would definitely get on my show, no matter what the ideology is. Oh, we're paying for all the uninsured. We're paying $1,000.
You're doing that now.
Yeah, that's
you do that now.
Yeah.
Because nobody throws somebody out of the hospital.
Right.
They have to get treatment, and you're paying for it. So let's do it in a smart way, not a way that just ups your costs without really benefiting the patient.
So the more people that get that health care, the more that number would be reduced.
Yes, the hidden health care tax would be reduced.
Right, which could also make up for some of the premiums on the other side, because then you would have that. Do you feel like, obviously with your credentials, John Hopkins, etc., Maryland, do you think, how would you rank Maryland? Because I've heard good things as far as Maryland and health care.
We're doing
behind
very well.
Massachusetts, of course, but pretty
well,
high up there.
Even before the Affordable Care Act, we went from 34th in the country to 14th in health care coverage for lower-income people. And we funded that with a cigarette tax increase, which has also dramatically reduced smoking. We've had one of the most dramatic reductions of smoking in any state because of our cigarette tax increases. So smart measures like cigarette tax increases, alcohol tax increases, reduce underage drinking and teen smoking and deaths from those products, and help fund health care.
And initially there's probably pushback to that, but then it goes away and nobody cares.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no effort to repeal any of those taxes.
No, not the cigarette tax.
No.
Vincent, thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
me.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Had people go to the window, if you remember, network, and scream out that they weren't going to take it anymore. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Certainly, when we go to the mailbag, you'll see people are fed up and some crazy things are going on for sure. The Supreme Court oral arguments, as I said, 85 minutes. That decision won't be handed down until June, right when they break. And it'll be interesting to see which way it goes, because while there are some think that it'll prevail, I think Roberts is going to once again be the deciding vote. And which way will he go? Last time he went with the Affordable Care Act. This time around, it may be the opposite. And I think it's very, very tight, to say the least. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're swinging in all kinds of different directions here. And we go out to our pal Jack Alexander in Australia, and boy, the Aussies are dealing with something themselves on a different scale. Hey, Jack.
How you doing, Kate? I hope you're nice and warm now back in Dallas. But it's now been officially declared that 28-year-old former Australian Army reservist Ashley Johnson is the first Western civilian – to be killed fighting against ISIS.
Wow.
He was fighting with one of the Kurdish groups, and he was using a Kurdish name, I suppose, to fit in. I hope I do this justice. Haval Bagok Shehad. Now, the crazy thing about this, and this has really shamed the Australian government in a big way, the entire Australian population is behind the Johnston family and the sacrifice of Ashley. He actually died drawing ISIS fighters away after they disabled the vehicle that he and other Western volunteers were traveling in.
Wow.
Everyone else on that vehicle survived the attack.
Wow.
He died in the utmost, pretty much the Anzac spirit, what Australian soldiers are known for. The crazy thing is, Ashley and at least three other Australians are being deemed as criminals. According to the Australian government and the Australian Federal Police, they have broken the same law as if they had gone over to fight with ISIS.
Wow. Wow.
It's really screwed up. Right down to a former state politician from the Northern Territory. He was also a labor union boss, Matthew Gardner, who's like 45 years of age, gave up being a state politician and a union boss to go and fight and help defend those who could not defend themselves against ISIS. And he is being branded a criminal and will be arrested on serious felony charges if he is lucky enough to survive and make it back to Australia.
Wow. Boy, oh boy.
These four men, I don't have the names of the other two at hand, but, Ashley Johnston, because he was killed, and because a former politician is a fairly high-profile person to pack up and go and fight against ISIS. They have really shamed the Australian government and to a large extent, the U.S. government by having civilians stepping up and doing what needs to be done.
Boy, isn't that true.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine any of the current crop of U.S. politicians saying, no, this is far more important than the trivial quibbling in either the State House or in the Congress, and going over there and taking up arms?
No.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't see anyone in U.S. politics making that sort of honorable decision. Now, Ashley left behind a young family, and the Australian Kurdish community are celebrating him as a national hero. They have already set up a trust fund to take care of his family and the education of his children. That is how much of a special sacrifice that the Kurdish community in Australia, as people, even the Kurdish freedom group, the YPG, we regret to inform you the death of one of our bravest Western fighters, Haval Bagok Shehad. He is the first Western fighter to be martyred fighting against the evil of ISIS. May our brother rest in peace.
Wow, that's terrific. They set up that fund. That's great.
Yeah. There's an American who recently came back who has laid a wreath honoring Ashley Johnston out front of the Australian embassy in D.C.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really gone out. And I found out just a little while ago a British civilian has been killed in the last couple of days as well, fighting against ISIS.
They're in the minority. They're in the minority, Jack, as you said. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if the politicians did anything about it? But they're in the minority, but, hey, God bless them for going over there and having that feeling that I'm not going to stand for this.
Yeah, yeah. The Abbott government and the chief of the federal police are under immense amount of fire for declaring Ashley Johnson as a criminal and seeking to seize his estate from his family.
Wow. Boy, that just seems so wrong.
Yeah, on
I
so
mean,
many
this
levels.
It's on so many levels, exactly. And it's good that it's great that the Kurdish community stepped up and they're trying to help that family because they realize, because certainly they know, they hear from family members and they're not there and they see how awful this is and they've lived through it and they know.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it shows you that when governments won't, that we the people will. And you know,
right.
It's the same, you know, that's the Anzac spirit. It's the same spirit that brought about the birth of the United States.
Yes.
You know, the people that are willing to step up and actually, you know, put on a tin hat and a rifle and grab a rifle might only be in the 3%, but that 3% can make a massive difference.
Absolutely, I agree. Thanks so much, Jack, for sharing that story with us. That's terrific because I only had heard little bits and pieces, not as much as he filled in, which was great. And it is interesting that there's only a smattering of people, but Jack makes the point, as which I do all the time, in a different direction, saying, and I've seen this, there still is power to the people and power in numbers. And it takes, you know, 20 calls to a congressperson or a senator or a bunch of emails combined with calls to make a difference. Because why? They want to get reelected. That's when issues start to get moved around. But so many people, I think, just give up on it and say, you know, this government is brutal. It's a log jam. It's nothing more than setting up the haves and the have-nots, and the banking industry is controlling everything, which there's lots of truth to some of the things of control that are going on. But the way to snap that is to spread the word and to get people to jump on issues and be passionate about them and start that, like I said, phone tree. You know, if you get a phone tree going, then enough people call and things change. I mean, frankly, that's exactly what happens. All right, we pushed pretty close to the mailbag, so we're going to boot that into officially. I'm making the call. We're going to boot that into the next hour because we got just so many great emails. I don't want to shortchange anybody about the Supreme Court, about Hillary Clinton, and saying that she's going to make the emails public, and what does that mean? And I'll tell you, I've already said this, but I'll say it again. There is a Teflon feeling around the Clintons, and I don't think that this, for people who are hoping that Hillary Clinton doesn't run, I don't think this backs anything off of her ambition to do that, and that's why immediately they say, yeah, take them all. Take all the emails. That's fine. I mean, yeah, we can do it. And Hillary's email server was traced back to, as I've said before, the web service was registered at her New York house. So this is a good opening for some of the potential Republican nominees to say, oh, well, she just thinks the rules don't apply to her, and why would that happen, and how come she didn't have an official address, and, you know, what was that about? What does that mean? And coming off of that conversation with Jack about ISIS and what happened in these individual fighters, one in Australia and one in England, there was a new Fox News poll out that says, voters feel that the U.S. is less safe. Islamic extremists are making them feel that way. So for the first time, because this really hasn't happened, for the first time in a very long time, the majority of voters think the U.S. is less safe today than before 9/11. The majority of voters also think Islamic extremists are making gains rather than losing ground, that the White House is trying to downplay the threat from ISIS rather than stop it, and the U.S. should increase airstrikes, drone strikes, send a limited number of ground troops to Iraq and Syria to fight these Islamic militants. So the margin was interesting, and again, it's Fox, but you could take all the polls, and they're starting to show this. 54% to 36% margin say the administration is more interested in downplaying the threat from ISIS than stopping it. Coming up, we go back to Washington for a great conversation with Sister Carol.
build your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We've been talking about it, the fact that it's such a big day, King versus Burwell, and what it means to so many people. And I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Sister Carol. And I just mentioned, I was convincing with her a little bit, that I did the May Queen thing. They drew the names out of the hat, and I was the lucky one. And so I completely understand and relate that I have a mother-in-law that doesn't even acknowledge my birthday. She acknowledges my saint's birthday, Saint Catherine. So here we are. We're simpatico, sister. There's just so many funny things that we can quip about, you know. Exactly. And that's the good thing, right?
It
and I think it's
thing.
The Pope, because the Pope has lightened everybody up a little bit.
Has.
We're allowed to joke. We're allowed to joke a little bit. All right, so Sister Carol, obviously this is close to your heart. You're the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Catholic Health Association of the United States. What a title. And you've been doing this since 2005. So when the Affordable Care Act first kicked in, if we roll this back, what did that mean to you, and what did that mean to your efforts?
Okay. You know, quite frankly, the Catholic Health Association for decades has been campaigning for health care, for insurance for everyone. We've had lots of ups and downs in this country trying to get that, as you well know.
Right.
And so for us, this has always been our central core, get everybody health care. We're very pleased that this new Holy Father is so outspoken about health care for everybody. But it was for us a disgrace for a nation as great as ours, the wealthiest nation on earth, to be the only industrialized nation that didn't cover everybody. And we saw the consequences of it, both the physical and the emotional and spiritual consequences of not having health care, not being able to take care of your own children. And then people who would say, I'm not having a mammogram because then I'll know I have a tumor and I can't do a darn thing about it. And so you see what happens. You see people who go from clinic to clinic demoralized because, you know, I've already owe money at this other clinic, so I have to bring my kid to a different clinic or a different emergency room. This is no way for the children of this great nation to be cared for. And so for us, it was an opportunity not to do everything we wanted, but to take a giant step forward.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to Vincent DeMarco, and he was telling me that there's a model in Memphis where a lot of the faiths are coming together, and hospitals in the communities, they're modeling this to help people who are falling through the cracks. So to try to, because with churches, and that's what you know, that you've got that camaraderie, that
exactly.
You've got people you can look to because of what you just said. Because, oh, I'm too embarrassed. I can't go to one clinic and not pay the bill, and so I'm just going to be sick and pray that I have a miracle and get over this. But we know that that's, you know, not realistic with so many people who are just riddled with things that have gotten worse and worse and worse. Do you think that would be maybe something else that would help if it works well in Memphis and works well in other communities?
You know, I actually, because I work with all of our hospitals, and we have over 600 of them.
Wow.
Plus another 1,200 clinics and surgery centers and nursing homes. So we have a big network. And we see the work that's being done with their communities. And a lot of it is what Vinny would have talked about in Tennessee. You know, you see getting health care for children, but then you see they have to have food because poor nutrition is a killer. And so you get churches and Catholic charities that work together. Just recently on the amicus brief that we filed in the Supreme Court as CHA, Catholic Charities USA joined with us on that amicus brief. But in the neighborhoods, parish nurses, clinics, different sites that people used in their churches to help people get enrolled, putting things in parish bulletins, health fairs in parishes around the country, all of those things. This has given people many, many more opportunities to come together as the family of the United States, not just a political system.
Yeah, it's, you know, as you watch all of this unfold and you listen to people talk about the personally what happens to them with health care, if the Supreme Court rules in a different direction, it's not so much letter of the law and it goes the opposite way and the subsidies go away, what's your biggest fear?
Oh, it's an unspeakable cruelty. We have almost 10 million people that will lose their health care. These are people who, over over 80% are employed. They are working Americans who love their children just as much as the rest of us do. These are people who have... who are now pregnant. These are people who have children with cancer, who have chronic diseases. These, it will be incredibly cruel. We have waited so long. We've worked so hard to get them enrolled. To yank that out from under them, and it will be incredibly disruptive to the entire insurance system. But the most important thing is what it will do in the lives of these people and how, what a setback it will be even emotionally for them to wait so long, to try so hard, to finally get insurance, to finally feel like you can take care of your children if they get sick and have it all wiped away for political gain.
Mm-hmm. And so what does your gut tell you, sister? Most people here, because I can't help it, because, you know, I'm also a sports fan, and we have to make predictions. And so in the predicting business, none of us have a crystal ball, but the feeling among most of the people that I've talked to is that it'll hold up.
I want to believe that it will hold up. I think, as somebody who spent hours and hours and hours in the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the White House when this bill was being written, parsing every line we could, you know, that we got our hands on, this was never the intention of the people who wrote this law and the people who opposed it. Nobody on either side of the aisle saw this as an issue. This is a drafting error that's been jumped on as another way for political gain. So, you know, if I think if you look at the intent of the law, if the court does that, if they weigh the consequences to the country, particularly to the poor, but to the country, I think that we'll be okay. But, you know, I'm not a good predictor, and I haven't really found anybody who is a good predictor out there with the Supreme Court.
You must be a Redskin fan. Are you a Redskin fan? That's usually how it goes. And also, you know, we started off and we were talking about the Pope coming. Will you get a chance of the Pope's coming to Philadelphia, my hometown, my original hometown, and to Washington now and New York? Do you think you'll get a chance to see the Pope maybe with the masses?
Oh yeah, I hope so. I actually have had the chance twice to meet him and shake his hand. So he's a magnificent, magnificent leader.
Yeah, people say that, I know some people as well who've had that chance to say he's very energetic, and there's something positive that emanates from him.
He really, in his heart, knows he's got the good news, and he shares it with everybody.
Oh, what a great way to end this. Well, we'll see what the good news is that comes down the road. But Sister Carol, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.